morning we continue with Chayavim, Klalam and Aleph, Siman Tesvav, and we're discussing the halachas of moving a Sefer Torah. So let's just review some of the points. Let's expand a little bit. So the Chayavim said in a situation where a person is an onus and is a chayla, for the purpose of Parshas Zachar, we can move a Sefer Torah for him, and possibly Parshas Parah as well. For any other parsha, he brought two opinions whether that's going to be permitted. The Mishabura's maskana is that for a yachid, we do not move a Sefer Torah unless he's an Adam Chashuv. If there's 10 people which are in a situation where they cannot go, they're an onus. For example, you would have 10 people in a hospital or in a base of Surim, so you can move a Sefer Torah for that purpose. Okay, so that's a valid reason to move the Sefer Torah. In that situation, there's an interesting question: what is the best way to move the Sefer Torah? We cover Sefer Torah with a talis, that's number one. There's some who argue that it's better to move it in a if you have a portable Orin, that's better to do that. And some argue that you should have 10 people go with it, and some say if you could move it to take it by Ravadu holds, if you could take it by car, but Sina, then maybe that's more Derech Kavod to, instead of publicizing that you're moving the Sefer Torah, we're doing it quietly, and we're taking it in a car, which that itself is a form of Derech Kavod that's being taken in the car. So those are some options of the preference to move it. It is appropriate to be careful not to bring a Sefer Torah near some things which would be inappropriate for cases where there's going to be unclean areas, etc. A person should try and avoid that when transporting a Sefer Torah. One more point regards to what other valid needs are there to move a Sefer Torah. So the minhag nowadays is to move a Sefer Torah for the purpose of a Beis Ovel. It's interesting to point out that wasn't the original assumption. That Mershe points out that nowadays we do move a Sefer Torah. The minhag is move a Sefer Torah for Beis Ovel, but apparently historically that was not the Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Sefer on Arachayim. He says that was not appropriate to do that. And the minhag historically was not to do that. To move a Sefer Torah for Beis Ovel. Ramash has a tshuva talking about moving a Sefer Torah for a Sefer getting together for the purpose of a Sheva Brochus. They're going to spend the Shabbos together for Sheva Brochus. They need to move a Sefer Torah for that purpose. Ramash was much of that. It's Sarach of a Tzibur, and it's adding the element of Simcha to the Chatzim Kala. So that's going to be permitted. Take a Sefer Torah out to greet another Sefer Torah is a common situation. Transporting a Sefer Torah to be able to dance with it on Simchas Torah as well. All those are valid. Those are valid scenarios where we move a Sefer Torah. But if we do not have a valid reason to move a Sefer Torah, even if we're going to be Makban and having the 10 people moving with it, and the Oren carrying it, it's still inappropriate to move a Sefer Torah. The head to move a Sefer Torah requires that there's going to be a valid need, especially from building to building. And we mentioned from the Zohar Kaddish, even possibly within the same building itself, preferably a Sefer Torah should not be moved. Okay, I'm going to go by to the Chayolim tomorrow. Have a good day.